Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Everyone, welcome. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight in your DJ of Love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. Every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. You can also talk to our special guest tonight, who is amazing, and her music is just so trance-like. It's beautiful. You'll love to hear her stuff tonight. You can also add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. And if you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week. You can email us at info@facetsoftheheart.com and tell us the special song and what you would like for us to say, the dedication, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys all have your candles burning and your tea brewing for a romantic night. We have just started March, which is really exciting. And so I was kind of wondering, you know, how March would come in, because they always give the intro where it's like it comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, or vice versa. So I'm really interested to see how March is coming in. Right now it seems like it's coming in like a lion, which is interesting. It's been stormy and rainy. So at least in LA anyways, which never rains. So it's very interesting. We have a special guest tonight, and her name is Mimi Page. And she just has this most beautiful trance-like music where it's like these ethereal sounds, just so beautiful. So I'm going to open the show tonight and play one of my favorite songs by her. She has sent some cool songs my way to play, but this is actually one that I've heard of hers before she sent me her music. So I wanted to play this in honor of the first song I fell in love with of hers. So this is called Breathe Me In, and this is by Mimi Page, and we will be able to talk with her right after this. And that was Mimi Page, and that was Breathe Me In. And I think that song is just so intoxicating. It's beautiful. And we have her on the line with us right now. So how are you doing, Mimi?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for doing the show. I really appreciate it. And I love how it kind of just fell together, you know, in the right timing like it did. So that was so cool.
I know. I'm so happy you played Breathe Me In. That means so much. I totally wasn't expecting that. I didn't. It's one of my, like, it's like not one of my more popular songs. So, like, that totally made my day. Thank you.
Really? Oh, well, I have that one, but I also have a couple of other songs that you didn't send me that I feel like, I mean, I don't know if you would call them this, like, your classics, or, like, these are songs of yours that I have of yours that have come my way that are just awesome that you haven't sent me that I also love that are really good and radio ready and everything. So I'm going to actually play maybe some more surprises for you, too, but I love them. Can you tell us a little bit about... Obviously, you know, you've sent me some today, but then you also have others. So do you have different bodies of work, or do you have different CDs out right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, the one you just played, Breathe Me In, that's the title track of my last album. It was actually my first full-length album. And I kind of love that your show's love-based, because I wrote that song about I had met this guy at a party. I had given up on love completely. I just was done with it. And I went to this party. My friend kind of guilt tripped me into it. I was already in my pajamas. And, like, I went to this party, and I met this guy. And we've been dating ever since. That was 5 years ago, and we just got engaged last month.
So, like, I wrote that. That's amazing. Congrats.
Thank you. But I wrote Breathe Me In the day after I met him. So it was like destiny, I guess. So it's
absolutely
really cool you're playing that.
So now we have to ask, obviously, what was the proposal like?
Oh, my God. It was insane. I wrote a song called Butterfly. That's one of my more popular ones with the artist named Bass Nectar. And he invited me to sing it in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena for his New Year's Eve huge extravaganza. So that was like 20,000 people in a stadium. And so I'm in my dressing room. My boyfriend is also my manager. And so he was there with me. And I got caught in my dress. And, like, it had a really thin strap. I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to rip. I have nothing else to wear. I'm freaking out, right? And I'm supposed to perform in 15 minutes. And I have, like, really bad stage fright. So, like, I'm freaking out. I've got all my candles lit, my incense, but I'm still, like, freaking out. And, like, all of a sudden, like, he unhooks me. And, like, I turn around. He's like, we've been through a lot together. And got down on his knee. I was like, shut up. No, you're not.
I'm about
to perform. I know. And I was like, what are you doing? And he pulled out the ring, and I just was like, I was in shock. I'm like, I'm already terrified as it is to go on stage. Like, what are you doing right now? I'm like, I've never felt that alive in my life. I was so happy, but, like, I'm about to go perform in front of 20,000 people. So, like, you know, he put the ring on my finger, and, like, I couldn't cry. I didn't even know what to, like, do. So I just ran up there, and, like, I guess I just channeled all of that, and, like, it was just one of the most epic moments of my life. I don't even know.
Oh, my gosh. That's clear. It's awesome. It's almost like it would make you forget all your lyrics, or it would give you the best show of your life.
It, you know, luckily, I thought I was going to do the first one. I was so mad at him. I'm like, this is it. I'm ruined. And then, like, luckily, I don't know, spirit was with me because it was great. But
oh, my God. I love that. And you seem extremely spiritual. Can you tell us a little bit about your spirituality and how it helps your music?
Oh, my gosh. It's the most prevalent thing in my life, I would say. I'm not religious at all, but I'm extremely spiritual. I don't know. I feel like I was given a gift when I was a child. I've been writing music since I was 5 years old. And I feel so lucky. And I don't know how the melodies or the lyrics come to me, but it's always been a gift. And I think that's much higher than myself. And so, you know, in my music, that's almost like my form of prayer. I write every single day. I practice every single day, and that's just kind of my way of thanking God and, you know, whatever created me, the universe, all of that. I don't know what it is. I just feel like there's a force constantly around me that is inspiring me. And so that's kind of like music is my way to channel whatever that is. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That is awesome. We actually have a caller who is on the line right now who would like to say something to you. So I don't know who this is, but we have a mystery caller, and we're going to put you on the air right now. And hi, you are on the air. What would you like to say to Mimi? It's trying to pick up the call. The internet's a little crazy right now.
Oh,
hello?
Hello.
There you are. Hi.
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 How are you? Like the music.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I like your music.
Oh, thank you so much. What's your name?
Tasha.
Hi. Thank you for calling in. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, do you have
welcome.
Anything that you'd like to say to Mimi, Kesha?
I wanted to get a reading on far as when you see the love light picking up.
Oh, you want to get a reading. Okay,
yeah.
Very cool. So you want like a little astrology reading?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I can actually give you a little bit of a reading if you like. Mimi is
okay.
Our featured musician tonight, which is really awesome. Unless, Mimi, do you also give readings?
I don't. I do not. I wish I could, but no.
Ah. All right. Well, I'll give you a little reading then while you're calling in. This is so funny. I haven't given a reading on the radio for a very long time because usually they call for music. But what is your birthday?
6/22/75.
Oh, beautiful. And so you're on the cusp between Gemini and Cancer, and you actually it shows in your destiny planet that you're meant to travel the world. So for you, you're meant to have a relationship romantically that can travel with you, or you might even find yourself attracted to long-distance relationships because these are going to gravitate you to that certain area or location that you're meant to explore because you're meant to explore the world. That's your life purpose. So I feel like for you that things are going to start to pick up this summer. I get the moon, which is July. So I definitely get right after your birthday is when things are going to start to turn around. So in the tarot, I get the moon, the wheel of good fortune, and two of coins. You might even be juggling two people, or you might find yourself traveling back and forth. The two of coins represents like a juggling or a back and forth energy. And then the wheel of good fortune represents things turning around. So I feel like you're going to have a really hot and fun summer.
Okay, thank you.
Aw, well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right.
All right, so what? Mimi, now I'm going to play a song of yours that I really love. This is a cover song of one of my favorites. So this is Wicked Game. So can you tell us a little bit about why you chose to do a cover song for this song?
Oh, gosh, this is one of my favorite songs. Nothing competes with the original, but I used to loop it in high school, and, like, I really liked this guy, and it was like he didn't even notice me, and so I would just play that and think of him. And so I played my first festival, I think it was, in 2010? And crazy, I've always had severe stage fright, so I've really accomplished one of the first big things in my career, which was like getting up in front of a big group of people and singing. And after that, I just felt so inspired because it was called Lightning in a Bottle, this festival. And it's kind of like a hippie festival. It's in the woods by a lake, and it was so beautiful. And I just sat out by the lake after I performed, and I was just like, what's the next step for me? And I started hearing melodies, and I just thought, I was like, what is this? And so I went home, and it just sounded like Wicked Game. You know, I feel like I channel melodies, and so I was hearing that. And so literally within one day, like the next day, I just wrote that whole cover. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay. You know, that's really interesting. So that's kind of how it came about.
I love it. Well, I'm going to share this with all of our listeners right now. So you guys stay on the line, and Mimi, you too. We're going to be right back after this song, and we're going to be able to play more of Mimi's music throughout the show and ask a lot more fun questions. So we will be right back. This is Wicked Game by Mimi Page. Outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romantic love. And we have Jeff on the line with us right now, who is going to introduce our new segment that we have just started called Artists to Watch. And we have him who is going to be able to talk to us a little bit about who is going to break and who we think is going to make it really big. So, Jeff, who is our Artist to Watch of the week?
All right, this week is a little bit different than past. In the past, we've talked about artists that might have had a single here or there. Well, this artist this week is actually a duo, a couple of sisters, Mim and Liv Nervo, and they are actually international DJs and considered to be the tops in their field at this point. They've worked with everybody. They've worked with David Guetta. They've worked with Afrojack. They've worked with Kesha. The list just goes on. But in this last several months, they really wanted to focus more on doing something that was their own material, that was something that was completely different than what they had been doing in the past and just doing remixes for artists. They wanted to focus on their own career, much like, say, Kanapop did a couple of years ago. When Charlie XCX decided they wanted to have their own career instead of just being DJs, they decided this is the time for them. And they have tremendous success prior to coming on board. They have the connections. So they got together with Steve Aikyo and with Afrojack, and they're starting to produce some singles with the idea that they're going to do a full-line tour this summer and that they're going to come up with a full-line album. Now, right now, they're just dropping singles, and this is the first single from this project in which they're working on. There's a big difference between being a hit on the dance charts and being a hit in the modern pop top 100 on Billboard. I mean, dance charts are big, but you talk about the major difference between that and the Billboard top 100, it's astronomical, and this is where I think these guys are going. They're just kind of scratching the surface right now, and I think this is the next step for them. So keep an eye out for Nervo. They have a new single available on iTunes right now, and look out. There's going to be more coming after that. So I think this is a good sneak peek of it.
Well, thank you so much for enlightening us to this. I'm so excited to share it with all of you guys listening. This is Nervo with their song, It Feels. So enjoy.
You with me.
That was Self Esteem, which is a really, really cool cover. And Mimi, what inspired you to do a cover song of that one? It's so unexpected and unusual, like to do it in that way. I love it.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was driving in my car with my friend. We were listening to SiriusXM, and that song came on. And I always loved it, you know, growing up. But it's so aggressive. And I was just, it was dark. It was like a hot summer night. And I was listening to the lyrics instead of just, you know, the whole vibe of the song, which is really angry. And I heard such heartache in the lyrics. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, from a female perspective in a really downtrodden way, this could be such a haunting, creepy song, you know, especially sung in an innocent vocal style from a female. So I thought, you know, what if I did like a down-tempo trip hop version of this and really made the vocal sound almost like a, like victimized, you know, and it totally took on a new world with this song. I hear it now and I hear such sadness instead of like that male aggression from the original.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that so much. Who are your musical influences? Because it seems like you have an eclectic combination.
I do. Well, I grew up listening a lot to film music. I love Thomas Newman. I love Enya. I love Tori Amos, Bjork. Nine Inch Nails is one of my biggest. I love Trent Reznor, which ironically he's scoring film now. I just love more of the dark, ethereal singer-songwriters that really inspire me, and the film composers that are very atmospheric and cinematic in that way. Just really emotional composers I love.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, I can actually hear some of Tori in your sound.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Like the melody lines of some of your songs that you've sent me today, I could definitely hear some of that for sure.
That's awesome. Thank you. Oh, I love Radiohead, too. Radiohead's a big influence. They're so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, very cool. Well, we are going to actually, I wanted to actually ask you really, really quickly before we even play another one of your songs, because I want to. But I was wanting to ask you about your performance in Butterfly. So your vocal performance in that, it gained the attention of Zach Bagans, the creator and star of Travel Channel series Ghost Adventures. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. I love that show. And just one day I started getting, my Twitter was blowing up, and I guess he had tweeted about Butterfly. And I was like, no way. Zach Bagans likes my song. That's so cool. So I wrote him personally. And I just, you know, thanked him. I'm like, that's so cool that you like my music. And he just, you know, became a good friend and actually invited me to write a song for his show. So I wrote a song called Requiem. That's kind of in the vein of Butterfly, but a lot more haunting. And so that was in his New Orleans episode about Hurricane Katrina. And then from there, he was going to investigate some haunted places out in California and invited me to go hunt with him. Or not hunt, just, you know, explore. Not like he's capturing
sure.
the ghost. But yeah, so I got to, you know, explore this really creepy hotel with the crew and my best friend Britt Morgan. That was really awesome. But yeah, we're teamed up to work. I'm going to do some music for his new film coming up, which is really cool. I can't talk too much about it, but I'm really excited about that. I love working with him.
Ooh, I love that. That's so cool. Oh, before we play a song, I also wanted to say which you have a show coming up that you wanted to promote. So tell everybody about your show.
Yeah, okay. Well, on March 14th, I'm going to play a small, very intimate venue called the Weatherman Studios. And it's in Los Angeles. The doors are at 7 p.m. It starts at 8. I go on 8 p.m. sharp from all ages. And I haven't actually performed for a very long time because I wanted to take about a year and a half off to just collaborate with some existing artists I was working with and also finish my new record called The Ethereal Blues. So I've really been in the studio and I haven't performed much. And so this is kind of like my reemergence. And before I hit the clubs and bigger venues, I really want to just get back into the swing of things. So this is like the second of a series of kind of living room loft concerts. So it's really cool. It's very intimate. And, you know, I kind of get to do things my own way. I don't really have a cutoff time, and I can really interact with my audience. So that'll be March 14th at the Weatherman Studios, and the address is on my Facebook page. You can .com/MimiPageMusic, and all the info is there.
Oh, that is so very cool. I love it. All right, now I'm going to play a song for everybody. This is one of the songs that you've sent me, and this one is called Just Hold On, We're Going Home. So what can you tell us about this one?
Well, it's a Drake cover, that song that came out. It was a big hit last year, and I loved it. I loved the melody, and it's also really haunting. It's kind of like unrequited love. So I heard that, and again, I love covering male artists, so I just wanted to hear how it would sound with the female protagonist singing it. So, yeah.
So awesome. All right. Well, this is Just Hold On, We're Going Home, and we are going to be right back right after this.
Thank you.
Just Hold On, We're Going Home, the Drake cover by Mimi Page. And now we have Zara with her raw poetry, and we have her on the line with us right now. Zara, what poem do you have for us tonight?
Hi.
Hi, love.
How's it going?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. The poem I have tonight is called Savor. And thought it's sort of about remembering moments that you choose versus moments that it's sort of like what actually happened versus what really happened, sort of a thing.
I like it. It sounds very sensual.
You know, that's how I do my stuff.
Yay. Awesome, baby. Well, feel free to read it whenever you're ready.
Okay. Airplanes are my shooting stars, each taking me to a place of fear and adrenaline that I crave for. I wonder who is dreaming as they soar across homes of people they are destined to meet but keep missing each other. Promises are hopeful expectations that cannot always be met. It's a dreamer's fantasy and a scholar's solution. As for me, a promise is hope. Hope to know that I can cut the last thread of the anchor of my heart with no regret. To know the place I had for you in my heart was real. To know that I was the shooting star soaring above you after I loved you for 3 days, that as you lay sleeping, I knew that we finally met, we were real. I want to savor that part of you because the rest has regrettably become so bitter. I know the next time we meet, I won't leave with you, but I'll remember that man that kept me awake in my dreams. In my young, foolish love, I fell for you harder than a meteor, but as soft as a raindrop. I know when my hair turns gray and my reflection changes that you will be the one I foolishly forever fell in love with. Let me savor you, the perfection of perfect that you were. How I wish I could see that man one more time. Now you're a stranger to me, a man who lost everything and gained nothing. Maybe it's not my reflection that will deceive me, but the one I thought was yours. Just one day. Just for 1 second, I want to hear you say, I understand how much you love me. I want you to understand that I moved the world for you. I want you to know you were the reason I had purpose in life for just a second to truly understand what real love was. Because if that moment came, you would savor it for the rest of your life.
Oh, I love that, baby. Thank you so much for reading that.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely. I always love your stuff. Do you have anything you'd like to Do you have anything that you would like to share with people? Since you have the floor.
Yes. A couple of things. The first one is I just came back from meeting a couple vocalists and a music producer to produce the track that I'm working on with Charles, and we were sampling a few things here and there, and it was really, really exciting. Everything went really well. So hopefully we'll get that in production in the next few weeks, and you guys will finally be able to hear it. And also, Jamie and I are still trying to do our broadcast in Paris. So
yes, that is right. We are going to broadcast from Paris in the end of May, beginning of June. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You guys just search for Facets of the Heart on Indiegogo, and you guys can find out how to contribute. We have lots of perks. You guys can get Zara's book, Raw Poetry. You guys can get readings. You guys can get all sorts of fun stuff. So definitely check the site and see how you guys can participate and help.
Definitely. Very, very exciting things. And beautiful part of a piece of art is when you walk back and look at the masterpiece and it's slowly coming together. So I'm very excited about that.
Aw, that's very well put.
Thank you.
Yay. Well, for everybody that is following Zara throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com, and her Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much, baby. I appreciate you being on our show this week and every week.
Thank you for always having me. It's such a pleasure. So
awesome, baby. Well, you have a great night. Yes.
You too. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All right. And now we have our segment, which is Where Are They Now?, where we talk about past artists that have been on our show. And we have a very cool artist that is on the show. We have Cindy Gomez, who was on our show two seasons ago, and she wrote a new song. It's a love song with a Thai artist from Thailand, Jay Prem, and he was on Thailand's Got Talent. And so she met him while filming Fox's TV show Celebrity Edition of The Apartment. And this is their duet called I Got You, and they actually work with one of the producers that I work with, John Kunis, who is awesome. So John Kunis is very cool, who makes this song from Australia, and then they made this song from Germany and Thailand. So it was like a triangle around the world adventure, which was very cool. So this is extremely romantic. So Where Are They Now? Cindy is making new music. So check out Cindy Gomez's and obviously Jay Prem's music as well and John Kunis. So this is I Got You.
You knew I was afraid of love, but you got me to put on my boxing gloves. I couldn't resist and you know that I tried. Were meant to collide. You hear me when I don't speak. You lift me up when I'm feeling weak. Everything with you is just so right. Baby, there's no space or time where we live from our hearts, not from our minds. Love can conquer anything. I'm not afraid of what the future brings, 'cause I've got you, baby, baby. I'm
where we live from our hearts, not from our minds. I can't conquer anything. I'm not afraid of what the future brings, 'cause I've got you. Baby, baby, I've got you. Baby, baby, I've got you.
So that is I Got You by Cindy Gomez, Jay Prem, and John Kounoudis. And we have Mimi on the show with us as our featured guest. And I just wanted to thank you so much, Mimi, for being on the show. We are coming to the end of our hour, but we are going to play more of your music during the extended podcast version of our show, which will start in just a few minutes. But as we sign off with you, we wanted to let you share your websites with people so that they can find you and buy your
awesome.
Music.
Yeah. Sure. www.mimipage.com and facebook.com/mimipagemusic. And I was going to ask you, you can't give me a reading really quick, can you? I'm into Doreen Virtue and I love like Tarot and everything, so I would just love to hear what you have to say for my future.
You are so cute. I love that you love that. Now I wish I had more time. But yes, I will give you a 2-second reading. And if you want, I'll give you a longer reading off the air. So
awesome.
What is your birth? Yes. What is your birthday?
February 2nd, 1987.
Oh, awesome. And your fiance's birthday? What's his birthday?
August 6th, 1985.
So you guys actually are a really strong pairing. He's extremely romantic, very soulmate-oriented, and very, very passionate, very romantic, and very generous. And you are somebody that is very smart, very humanitarian, totally understands what it's like to be in a partnership. Beautiful. And so you know what it's like to be in a partnership, in a beautiful relationship. And you both bring those gifts to the table. So you both share, like, similar hearts. Whereas he is somebody that is a little more, I want to say, like, the Leo is your opposite. So he is a little bit more of, normally a Leo would be more front and center. However, because he's a past life Scorpio, he's a little bit more withdrawn. He's a very interesting mix of that energy. But you are somebody very intelligent, very musical, as we know. But you being a past life Libra means that you were a musician in many lifetimes. So I will go into that a little bit more with you off the air on Facebook as I DJ the not live portion of the show. But thank you guys for listening. We are going to give you an exit the show with one of Kelly Clarkson's songs from her new CD that is coming out tomorrow. This is Tightrope. And we're also playing Let Your Tears Fall in War Paint so you guys can hear them early from her new album, as well as more songs from Mimi's music. So this is Tightrope. Thank you guys for listening, and you have a wonderful, wonderful night. And thanks, Mimi, too.
Bye.
I'm on the tightrope. You've got your reasons. When did it get so hard to breathe? Hot in the spotlight, I'm feeling so tired. Your hands are burnt from holding me. And maybe you and I will fall in time.
Watch a tear fall, let them fall, fall, and I'll make the seas calm. Take you in my arms, you cry.
Let your tear fall, let your tear fall, let your tear fall.
It's not a crime to fall apart sometimes. It's not a crime to ask why, to ask why you cry.
To become the one. Thank you. I'm faded. All I wanna do is take you downtown, baby. I'm wasted. All I wanna do is drive home to you, baby. I'm faded. All I wanna do is take you downtown, baby.
Only light I'll ever need. when everything that I can see goes dark, I feel you here with me, and I'm holding on. California.